From the KTO newsroom, I'm Andrew Kitchenman. President Donald Trump says Congress should have approved legislation to repeal the Obama-era health law, but he says you can't have everything. Three Republican senators, including Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, joined Democrats in voting to kill the GOP drive to repeal and replace Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act. Trump says he said from the beginning to let Obamacare implode and then repeal it. He says, "I turned out to be right." Federal authorities are charging a Utah man in the murder of his wife aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Southeast Alaska. After about 15 FBI agents conducted approximately 200 passenger and crew interviews in Juneau, the agency announced the charge at a news conference Thursday. The Alaska legislature passed the state's capital budget Thursday, allowing road projects and other construction to move forward. It was the only piece of business for the third special session, which lawmakers called themselves. The capital budget is nearly $1.5 billion, the lowest amount in 17 years. Most of the funding is from the federal government. Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster says the budget bill was a compromise.
We wanted to ensure that construction projects move forward without delay this summer. We wanted to bring in over $1 billion in federal matching funds back to Alaska. And we wanted to see that thousands of Alaskans continue to work in good-paying construction jobs.
The budget included money for oil and gas tax credits, community assistance, and a new school in Kivalina in Northwest Arctic Borough. Alaska Fish and Game officials euthanized a massive black bear that had been causing problems in a Juneau mobile home park area for several years. The Juneau Empire reports the bear was euthanized Tuesday morning after an incident in the Schweitzer Village mobile park area. It became trapped in the Arctic entry area of a trailer. A Fish and Game official says the decision was made to euthanize that particular bear because it was known to have a history of destructive behavior. One of Homer's most nationally successful musicians will be performing at this year's annual Salmon Fest in Ninilchik. Homer's Jule Kilcher will perform. At Juneau International Airport, it's overcast and 57 degrees. This afternoon, there will be a high of 60, and tonight, a low of 51. For more state and local news, you can visit our website, ktoo.org. For KTOO News, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.